You know, this book is very special in a lot of ways. But it is also super special when you go to the land where the book was derived from, out in the Middle East. Judy and I have been blessed to go to Israel quite a few times. And this particular Sunday, Palm Sunday, we were able to be up on the Mount of Olives and walk that walk down that long, dusty road that Jesus walked. Well, he didn't walk, he rode on a donkey. It's really amazing. This is almost like when you have a play or something like that, and you have the Bible with you, and you go to the places that it really happened. It's like taking the script, and it's just right there. It brings everything so alive. So if you never get a chance to go, we understand that. But put yourself in the scriptures when you read them and just visualize what it was like to see Jesus to get on that donkey and ride down that long, dusty road, and they spread out the palm leaves in front of you, or clothes, as some of the scriptures say. But I said all that to say this, how blessing that we are. Last week, I was talking about the spikenard and the oils and so forth when Mary anointed Jesus right before his crucifixion, that she was preparing him for burial, even though they didn't know that's what they were doing. But the anointing oil scented with frankincense and myrrh is so special. And I wanted people to experience it. If you've never been to the altar and got anointed with anybody with those oils, that that fragrance that comes from those spices and the spikenard and so forth. So we took a moment and went through the sanctuary before Holy Communion, and I anointed the ones that wanted to be anointed with the oil. And the fragrance stayed with you for a long, long time. And while I was doing that, where Debbie and Randy are sitting and authoring them, Donnie was in the back, and I was getting ready to do him, and the bottle of anointing oil filled out or slipped out of my hand. And I anointed the floor of the church. But Phil, this morning, was such a blessing. And he brought me a backup anointing oil, and it says, "Blessings from Jerusalem." So that's, and it's a really neat little bottle. So the next time we get to be anointing somebody in the church, why, we will do it from the Blessings from Jerusalem. Thank you, Phil.